This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Dr. Greg Carter, a medical expert at Boston Neuro Pain and Psych Centers, who has helped find and create the new Clarigens capsules at Clarigens.com that are helping people stay more alert in life naturally and helping those addicted to other things like Adderall cut their addictions. And Dr. Carter, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Eric, once again, thank you so much for your kind invitation to your show. We're humbled and honored to be included.
And of course, we're thankful for what you do in the space and for joining us here today. So for starters, how did you become a medical expert at Boston Neuro Pain and Psych Centers? Let's start there.
Well, I mean, expert's a relative term, right? We have a passion for integrative medicine at Boston Neuro. Integrative medicine, of course, is the combination of sound, rational, traditional medicine combined with complementary and alternative medicine together and under the supervision of traditional medical care so that our patients and our customers can experience the best of both worlds while enjoying the safety, the stability, and the sound science of rational medical care. It is our belief that there is no one system that is a end-all, be-all, but that the truth lies somewhere in the middle and in the Venn diagram of traditional medicine and complementary alternative medicine. Where those confluence points are is integrative medicine or functional medicine, and that's kind of where we made our bread and butter.
Fantastic background there and a good place to kick things off here today. Now, I understand you were a part of founding and testing of the Clarigens capsules. What makes Clarigens so special in the market?
Well, I'll tell you, I am 55 years old, and the neurons aren't firing quite as rapidly as they might have in my 20s and 30s. One of the really interesting things about functional medicine is that it doesn't just focus on disease care, it focuses on optimization of your current state of health. Remember that medicine, as it is conceptualized, is designed to bring you back from a state of death, disease, dysfunction to a state of what we call just above dead, right? I want to feel better. I want to experience an enhanced experience in life. That's health. And health and medicine are not the same thing. Medicine is designed to save your life. Health is the conglomeration of those decisions that you make after medicine has saved you so that you can optimize your existence. We as people largely have been hypnotized to believe that we are subject to the slings and arrows of time and that whatever Father Time throws at us and Mother Nature throws at us, we kind of just have to accept it. Now, in the 21st century, we know that we can definitely slow down, stop, and in some cases reverse the debilitating side effects of this thing called aging. I personally think aging is a mistake, and I don't want to participate, Eric. I've written numerous sternly worded letters to the management. I haven't yet got a response. So we had to take matters into our own hands and try to identify those things in both medicine and complementary alternative medicine that are going to enhance human performance. And I got to tell you, it was completely selfishly driven. I enjoy feeling healthy. I enjoy feeling vibrant and alive. And as a result of the fact that I continue to add a birthday cake every year to my, a candle to my birthday cake every year, I seem to slow down. However, because we live in the miracle of the 21st century and we enjoy more advancements in our understanding of biology since it became an information technology every year, our knowledge of the human organism has grown exponentially every single year since we decoded the human genome. And by 2015, we eclipsed all the knowledge that we had amassed in the 20th century. By 2025, we're going to eclipse all the knowledge we've amassed in all of human history. And the velocity with which we can apply these new learnings to the human organism for immediate utilization and enhanced human experience is very, very relevant and applicable. And that's pretty much why we did it. I just wanted to be like Steve Austin, the $6 million man, Eric, better, stronger, faster. And if you, like me, want to experience that too, this isn't a silver bullet that's going to do it, but it is definitely a tool that a person can use to experience enhanced cognitive function via the stimulation of the frontal cortex through completely natural means. Historically, the best tool in our arsenal to do that was a drug called Adderall. Now, Adderall is just a tool like any other. It's getting kind of a bad rap because, like anything, it can have debilitating side effects. But the side effect or the poison is really in the dose, right, Eric? You could have too much of anything. You could have too much water. It's called drowning. We're not suggesting that a person should not submit to sound, rational health care or medical care when clinically appropriate. What we are suggesting is there is an entire population of people who are utilizing very rational, reasonable medications like Adderall in off-label ways to enhance performance. And when they're used in off-label ways, the propensity for side effects and damage is exponentially greater. Now, if you can achieve similar, same, or better results by deploying plant-based nutraceuticals, amino acids, et cetera, in combination with one another, in a synergistic fashion to help you achieve more, that is really what we wanted to do. That's really what I set out to do. I started talking to Dr. Amandi's ear off about it, and because he's such a super genius, he kind of let me run with that rope, and we went back and forth, and eventually we came up with what we have today.
And of course, that information is most helpful to understand how it was all created and how it began and the impact you're already having. Now, what types of addictions can it help people cope with and get over, referring to Clarigens?
Well, addiction, of course, is an artifact, and we're going to oversimplify this for the sake of time, okay? So don't everybody go check my math and pull clinical studies and say I'm not describing it perfectly. But for purposes of a simple explanation, addictive substances secrete or cause a hypersecretion of a neurotransmitter called dopamine. Now, dopamine is the neurotransmitter of pleasure. It is the signal from nature that was programmed into our operating system called DNA that tells me, Eric, that we're on the right path to meet our purpose in life. And when you ask yourself, what is our purpose in life? It turns out, Eric, there's only three ways you can answer that: religiously, philosophically, or biologically. Religion and philosophy, well, these are esoteric matters of faith. But biologically, Eric, there is only one reason that we exist on this planet, and that is to reproduce this information technology called DNA and push it across the arc of time to some end that we do not yet know. And nature gives this machine called a body an optimal ability to do so up until about the age of 27, and then after it, it's really up to you to figure it out, buddy. You're on your own, okay? So the way that nature programmed us to know, because we don't have a GPS system that says, hey, Eric, you're moving in the right direction. Hey, Greg, you're moving in the right direction, okay? It gave us feelings. We call those feelings emotions, and one of those emotions is pleasure. Pleasure is not some amorphous definition that Shakespeare and other poets came up with. Pleasure is the secretion of dopamine. And because that signal compels us to move in a singular direction, if we get too much dopamine hits from something like a donut, corn chips, soda, or a stimulatory drug, then our brain is hardwired. It has no context. It just knows when I do this, I get more of this. We better keep doing that because that's the signal that Mother Nature gave us to say we're moving in the right direction. Well, that was great in the Paleolithic era, Eric, but it is a death bell for people in the 21st century because there are things that exist in our current reality that this Paleolithic program was never designed to deal with. And ultimately, the hypersecretion of dopamine leads to addictive behaviors that destroy our physiology. And if you want to know what this looks like in kind of a sensationalistic way, go watch the movie Limitless. Now, it's fantasy, it's fiction, and it's a hyper-representation of reality, but it is very accurate. The overutilization and the over-upregulation of dopamine taxes the body in ways that causes the physiology to start to break down in ways that are negative and deleterious. So you want to replenish the neurotransmitter supply that's being overly harvested through these hyperstimulant substances in nature and in the chemical and food supply that we're exposed to on a daily basis in this miracle of civilization and infrastructure that we live in. But nobody tells us to do that. Nobody told us in the 20th century, hey, you're harvesting all of your serotonin and dopamine. Go take supplement A, B, and C and put it back in there. Nobody told us to do that. These are all things that we discovered pretty much post-decoding of the human genome in 1997 or 1998. Because we now know how to replenish these, the replenishment of them stops that kind of knee-jerk, gotta have it, gotta get it, gotta want it response that we refer to as craving, which is just a kind word, Eric, for addiction. So if I wake up in the morning and I'm craving a Cheesecake Factory cheesecake, am I addicted to it? Yes. And why am I addicted to it? Because Cheesecake Factory cheesecake is awesome. Okay? And the reason it's awesome is because it secretes an enormous amount of dopamine, and it tells my brain, you couldn't be doing anything better for us than running straight to the Cheesecake Factory and getting more of that. And it's like that for every single addict. Now, if you can restore, repair, and replenish those neurotransmitters, your body doesn't need to go after them with a sense of psychosis, because they're there, they're on board, and you can experience that level of calm performance that you're looking for. I know it's I rambled a little bit, and I was speaking kind of fast, but I know that we have a little bit of a time limit. You can go to our website or look at our videos for greater, more in-depth, and more accurate descriptions, but that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I hope that helps.
Yes, it did. It helped in a big way. And referring to that Cheesecake Factory, that's an awesome place right there for sure. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Greg Carter, medical expert at Boston Neuro Pain and Psych Centers, who has helped find and create the new Clarigen's capsules that are helping people stay more alert in life naturally and helping those addicted to other things like Adderall cut their addictions here on eHealth Radio's Addiction Prevention and Health News channels apart of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, why are the Clarigen's capsules something that have never been seen before? Talk to us about that.
Well, I think that we've seen a lot of that in the 21st century, haven't we, Eric? I mean, the fact of the matter is when we decoded the human genome in 1997, biology became an information technology. And when something becomes an information technology, your knowledge and your expansion of its utilization doubles every unit of time. And that unit of time currently is between 10 months and a year. So what we knew at the beginning of the 2000 versus today, let me just explain to you how an exponential works. If I take 7 steps linearly, which is how biology progressed until we decoded the human genome, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? I'm at step 7. Or let's say I go 30 steps, I'm at step 30. But if I take 30 steps exponentially in terms of years or unit of time, when I get to year 30, I'm at a billion times more knowledge, more understanding, more technological acumen. We're at year 22. Our knowledge since we decoded the human genome eclipses everything that we knew in the 20th century. The 20th century seems like yesterday to me when I was going to Blockbuster Video on date night and I had this thing called the Yellow Pages, okay? But all of that seems like a dark historical past from a bygone era. The reality is every moment of existence today, we are learning new things about the human body that we did not know yesterday that we can deploy with almost immediate effectivity. If there was ever a reason that something like Clarigen's wasn't present or available to humanity before, it's because our knowledge and understanding of the body in general and neurotransmitters specifically did not support it. Okay, but now, because our knowledge of the body in general and our knowledge of neurotransmitter function and, more importantly, neurotransmitter supplementation is greater than it has ever been in recorded history, that's why something like Clarigen's can exist. So you take that knowledge base and you combine it with a guy like me who's selfish and just wants to perform at peak performance all the time as much as he can for every minute that he's alive on this beautiful planet, then that's how this comes into existence and fruition.
Dr. Carter, really appreciate your visit with us here today, and I'm assuming your website would provide information as well as folks could actually pick up Clarigen's capsules there as well.
Well, at the moment, just go to our website, or if you're sharing links, that's the best place to go. I'm actually, I don't have anything in front of me right now to reference, but it's clarigens.com, and if you know, you click on the link that is associated with this interview, you'll be able to check it out right away, okay?
And that sounds good enough, and we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, listeners, it is claragens.com. Dr. Carter, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
All the best, Eric. Thank you again for your inclusion.
Our pleasure anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Greg Carter, medical expert at Boston Neuro Pain and Psych Centers, who has helped find and create the new Clarigen's capsules at clarigens.com that are helping people stay more alert in life naturally and helping those addicted to other things like Adderall cut their addictions. And again, for all the details, visit clarigens.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.